Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake, where we seek to know God, to love God, and to serve God. I am Pastor Lynn, your associate pastor, and we want to offer a special welcome to our VBS families and kids, any that are here. If you're visiting with us for first time or second or third time, and you'd like to know more about this congregation, you can check with Pastor Lindsay or me, or you can make a note on a connection card. By the way, everybody, fill out a connection card. They're inside the bulletin, that little thing. Get your name, update your address if there's changes. Things like that would be very helpful. And if you have things on your heart that you would like us to be praying with you, you can fill out a prayer card that's there in the pew and put all of that into the offering plate. I have just a few announcements. First of all, musical theater camp begins tomorrow for kids ages 4 through 9th grade, and it concludes next Sunday with a wonderful performance during worship. Therefore, we will not have Sunday school next week, so the kids can watch the performance, and Sunday school will resume the following Sunday, August 20th, at both services. Youth group is also kicking off for the fall on September the 6th. It's going to be on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. So now I invite you to stand as we begin our worship.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. My name's Mike Tooman. I play guitar and lead the band at the 11 o'clock service. This Sunday, our service this morning is going to look a lot like our 11 o'clock service. We're going to try and tone down the energy as much as we can, but it's also VBS Sunday, and so as we can't really tone down the VBS songs very much, so please bear with us while we try not to rock too hard. And yes, VBS leaders and participants, kids, please come on up and dance with us.
And all of you join in all of the moves. We have a lot of fun, a lot of movement, so we'll get your blood pumping and your soul moving as we shine the light and on a mission to have some fun this morning. I know, I think the rain deterrent for kids, but if you were a child of VBS, come on up and sing along.
All right, here we go. Without the track?
Yeah.
We can do it.
We can do it without the track.
Let's do it without the track. We've never done this before. This will be great.
Yeah. It's a different song.
Well, we have to do it without any track.
Thank you.
No, don't
leave. Oh, there's one more.
Here we go. One, two, three, four. Here we go. I can see the clouds.
I can see the clouds rolling. I can feel the winds, they try to shake me. I will not be moved. My feet are on the rock. I can feel the waters rise. I can hear the howling lies that haunt me. It won't hold me down. My feet are on the rock. When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your eyes.
Here we go.
I can see the morning light. I can feel the joy on the horizon. Here my faith is found. I stand on solid ground. When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your rock. I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. So stomp your feet and clap your hands, our feet are on the rock. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. So stomp your feet and clap your hands, our feet are on the rock.
One more.
On Christ, the solid rock, I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. So stomp your feet and clap your hands, our feet are on the rock. When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace. Let the waters come and the earth give way. I'll be dancing in the rain. When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace. Let the waters come and the earth give way. I'll be dancing in the rain. I'll be dancing. My feet are on the rock.
Let's say that together one more time. Here we go. One.
My feet are on the rock.
Please join me in a word of prayer. You can be seated. Well, now that our cardio heart rates are up, I invite you to silence your and still your bodies for a word of prayer. Oh, good and gracious God, how joyful it is to be here this day. Our feet are on the solid rock, even when we're dancing in the rain like we were this morning. You're with us on the solid rock. In Christ's solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Oh, loving God, we invite your spirit into this place, into this time of worship. Open our hearts to receive all the good and joyful, great things you have to share with us this day. Through smiling kids, through joyful songs, through prayers, through worship, through your amazing grace. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, Praise Band, for leading us in wonderful songs of worship. Let's give thanks and glory to God. Please join me in a spirit of prayer. O loving Creator God, for this beautiful day, we give you thanks for your grace. We give you thanks for your love. We give you thanks. Be present with us in this time of worship. Speak through us through the words of Scripture, the short songs that we hear this morning. O Lord, may you speak to me and through me. May the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, you who are our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. And all Christ's children said, Amen. Well, this week was a beautiful, busy, chaotic week at the church. You wouldn't know it because it looks spick and span and the carpets are cleaned and things are tidy up, all ready to go. But did you know that we had 125 kids throughout the doors of the church this week at Vacation Bible School? Thanks to Pastor Allison's tremendous leadership and some 75 volunteers that dedicated their time and their talents, they came to make Vacation Bible School possible. This was actually the second Vacation Bible School that our church had put on this summer. We did a Vacation Bible School in mid-July at our Whitmore Lake campus, and we are excited to bring VBS this week to our Brighton campus. So on Tuesday morning, it was definitely a 2 or 3 cup morning of coffee. All the volunteers got ready, and we came in, and we were excited to welcome our students and our youth helpers, our youth crew leaders, and all of our Vacation Bible School kids into Vacation Bible School. Well, my message this morning with you all is to kind of share a little bit of what we did and some of the learnings that the students had. And so I'm looking around the room at all of the kids. Some of this is going to sound familiar. So students, do you remember when Miss Jen would be leading us in worship, astronaut Jen, would be leading us in worship? Remember how we had a call and response that we would share? Like there would be a theme of the day, and then we would respond to shine Jesus' light. So kids, I'm wondering if you could help me teach these adults that weren't able to be at Vacation Bible School, could you help me teach them? So that first day at Vacation Bible School, we thought about when people don't get along, what can we do? Shine Jesus' light. Let's teach it to the adults, okay? Ready? When people don't get along, we can shine Jesus' light. Oh, y'all are such a great group. Thank you, kids, for helping me with that. That first day of Vacation Bible School, we thought about how can we shine Jesus' light when we don't get along. And there was a great verse from Romans chapter 12, verse 16. It says, to live in harmony with each other. But the kids are a smart group. They know that it's sometimes not always easy to live in harmony with people. Sometimes there are moments when we don't always get along. Well, I had a chance to lead the Vacation Bible School games this week. It was a beautifully gorgeous, sunny week this week. We were out on the grass, and I was leading Vacation Bible School games and thinking with the kids, how can we shine people Jesus' light when we don't get along? Well, there were some great moments when the students shared with me, and they said, well, you know, there are those moments that we might fight with our sibling at home. And they admitted that they don't always want to necessarily do the chore that mom or dad's asking them to do. And so we thought about that for a moment. How can we shine some light in those moments when people aren't getting along? Well, I'll tell you, the junior kindergarten, first grade classes, they were coming up with great ideas, as well as our third, fourth, fifth grade, second grade, older groups were coming up with great ideas. And from the mouths of some 5-year-old and 6-year-old kindergartners, they said, well, we just have to share. When we're not getting along and we all want the same toys as our sibling, we can share. We can take turns. We can do all that thing, those things. Those are good reminders for us as adults, right? And they were sharing some good ideas that when people get along and we have these bumps in these roads and these conflicts, the kids were telling me how important it is to apologize and to say sorry. So when people aren't getting along, kids, what can we do? Shine Jesus' light. Outside when we were doing Vacation Bible School games, as well as during the snack break, there were these really fun stomp rockets. You would stomp on this, I don't even know how to describe it. You would stomp on it, it would compress the air, it would go through the tube, and it would shoot a rocket up high into the air. and the kids were having a really great time. Well, there was two rockets for a whole group of maybe 25 or 30 kids at a time, and yet the kids figured out a way to get along and to share those rockets, and everybody had a good time to share together. When people don't get along, these kids have learned this week to shine Jesus' light in their life, in their life at school, in their life at home. So I'm curious, should we ask the adults, kids, to think about how they can think about shining Jesus' light this week? How they can get along in those moments when we experience bumps in the road? That's a good thing for us to think about. How can we shine Jesus' light, even in moments of conflict or tension or disagreement? How can we live out that call to shine Jesus' light? Day two, we welcomed the kids back to day two. Everybody was ready to go. They knew what rooms to go to. They knew where to find their crew leader. They were excited to see their friends again. And the second day of Vacation Bible School, we were talking about when good things happen, we can shine Jesus' light. Let's try that. When good things happen, we can shine Jesus' light. So there's a good scripture that goes with this, Psalm 100, just that first verse. It says, shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. And I tell you what, when we were up here just singing in a moment ago, I saw a whole lot of joyful singing and shouting taking place. But what was really fun about standing up here was looking out in the congregation and seeing all of the congregation learn those moves for the first time and to do all the singing and dancing. You all were shouting with great joy. For when those good things happen in our life, we can shine Jesus' light. It kind of gets us begging the question of how often do we pay attention to the good things that are going on in our lives? Do we take notice? Do we take stock? Are we able to count our blessings? Are we able to give God thanks and praise for the things that we might take for granted? For the dry home that you maybe woke up in this morning? For the soft pillow that you laid your head on this morning when you woke up? For the cereal in your pantry or the cup of coffee for those adults that need it? Praise God for coffee, yes, yes. For the church community to come and worship, for smiling faces, for bodies that got us here this morning to worship and praise God. We can give God thanks and praise for all those times when good things happen. When I was on day two, when I was out leading the Vacation Bible School games, I'll have to admit, since I was leading the games, I didn't have a chance to see a whole lot of what was happening at crafts or at science or at the Bible storytelling time. But one good thing I saw happening on day two outside of the games was there was so much cheering and encouraging of one another. It was incredible. The students were cheering each other on as they're in relay games and doing silly things like making sure that they're in relay lines with their team, maybe a group of seven or eight, and they have a cup of water in their hand, and they have to, the cup of water is like rocket fuel because our theme is, you know, rockets and outer space, and they have to pass it over their head, and another teammate has to catch it and try not to get too wet and catch it and then pass it on back, and, you know, the silly fun of the summertime goes on, and they're cheering each other on, and they're celebrating all those good things until they finally get their rocket fuel to their spaceship and they can blast off into outer space. The joyful shouts, the shouting of joy to all the earth was taking place with those kids. I don't know about you, but do you ever find yourself getting stuck in a rut where you're just kind of thinking about all of your worries and your woes? We don't want to express embrace a toxic sense of positivity, but do you ever just get stuck in your rut where you're thinking about all of your worries and your woes? Or this day, or this week, how can you stop and give God thanks and praise for the blessings in life that you do have? I hope you'll take a moment like these kids at Vacation Bible School to praise God for all the good things happening in their life. And in doing so, they can shine Jesus' light. Day three came around, our last and third day of Vacation Bible School. You know, don't tell Pastor Allison, but I would love to have like 10 weeks of Vacation Bible School in the summer. Wouldn't that be great? We did three. I think we'll do three again next year. But we did on day three of Vacation Bible School. We were talking about when people need help, we can shine Jesus' light, right? When people need help, we can shine Jesus' light. There's a good scripture from Matthew chapter 5, Verse 16, it says, "Let your good deeds shine so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." So Vacation Bible School wasn't just about, Vacation Bible School was fun, and it was new friends and connecting with friends you'd seen before. Vacation Bible School was about creating community and really sharing the love of Jesus Christ. Vacation Bible School had science experiments and games and songs and dancing and arts and crafts and Bible stories. And Vacation Bible School also had a time for the kids to think about, how can I help other people? What could I do? Well, if you walk in Home Depot or Meijer or Kroger or Target, or if you open up any old-fashioned, newspaper, you're going to see all of the school supplies are out and thick and ready. All the backpacks are out and the Crayola markers are going on, and my teacher friends are like open up their lesson plans and starting to get ready for the school year. And so the kids at Vacation Bible School thought about, how can we help? So we did a school supply drive, if you will, collecting backpacks and markers and crayons and those sorts of things to help students that maybe have fewer resources as they go back to school so that they'll be able to join in the classroom with all those things that they need. The kids were so generous in sharing some love and shining some light through their generosity of helping some students that might have a fewer resources. Well, it wasn't just this year do we have generous kids, but last year at Vacation Bible School, they brought in fresh fruits and vegetables to help stock the Torch 180 food truck as it goes out in the neighborhood to provide fresh fruits and vegetables for folks that are experiencing some food insecurity. And the year before that, the kids were bringing in diapers and wipes and boxes of cereal and peanut butter and jelly, maybe it was just peanut butter, and we were helping stock the pantry shelves next door at Open Harvest, at Bountiful Harvest, excuse me, next door at the Presbyterian Church. The kids know that it's important not just to think of our own selves, but as followers of Jesus Christ, how can we share love and light in the world? And we did that this week through bringing in some backpacks and Crayola markers to help kids that have fewer resources available at their hands. I'll tell you what, it was a great week of Vacation Bible School. I wish you could have been there. You totally missed out, but we do it every year, so you can have a chance to volunteer next year. And kids, you guys can come on back. And a little bit later in the worship service, you're going to have a chance to see some pictures, some snapshots of what took place at Vacation Bible School. So I'm going to keep you on the edge of your feet until then. But this week, church, this is my pondering, this is my charge, this is my commissioning for you to think about. Oh, I got to find the right place so I don't echo back. How can we shine Jesus' light? When people don't get along, when good things happen, and when people are in need of help, how can we shine Jesus' light? Because there was 125 kids this week that were thinking hard on that and grew in their knowledge, love, and service towards God. As you as adults, how can you take on that challenge as well? Let's pray. Loving God, this is the day the Lord has made, and we rejoice, and we are glad in it. We are so glad that this week we had a bunch of exciting things taking place. Lives were being shaped and formed, and Bible stories were being shared, and friendships were being made, and love was seen all throughout this church campus. We thank you for the joy of Vacation Bible School, for all the adults that were a part of it to volunteer, both behind the scenes as we got ready for it, and then running the program this week. Oh, we give you thanks for your stellar, amazing love. In Christ's name, amen.
Now I invite you to settle in. We're going to have a time of prayer together. So make yourself comfortable. Find a way to place your hands. Find a way to place your eyes, whether closed or maybe gazing at this beautiful, beautiful earth. Let's pray. God of power and might and awesome love, we come to you today grateful for the stars and the moon and the galaxies and for the gift of time that you give to your people here in this home we call Earth. When we see the vastness of the starry sky, we're reminded of your shining love for us. And we marvel that you know the mysteries of our beginnings and our endings, that you are always nearby, and that you promise us that the foundation of all of it is love. You call us to love one another the same way that we love ourselves, and you invite us to love you as you love us. You tell us to care for your creatures and to share this world equitably. Help us to share signs of your love with other people, those who are close to us and those whom we don't know at all or we don't know yet. We pray for those that are harder for us to get along with. Help us to shine your love into their lives. And finally, Lord, we pray for the children and the parents who came to VBS this week, and for all the volunteers. Thank you for the fun and the learning that have happened here. Thank you for the many, many people who gave of their time and their smiles and their insights to make this a meaningful and important week. And now, Lord, in a time of silent prayer, guide us to pray for some specific child. Perhaps it's a child who's part of our life, or perhaps it's one of the children who's been here at VBS. Or perhaps, Lord, it's some child who has never been to any VBS, but who might be able to come next year. In the silence, let us pray for a child. And now let us join our voices and our hearts as we pray aloud together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I'd invite you to turn your attention to the screens as we're going to see some great snapshots of what was taking place at Vacation Bible School. Look for the joy taking place in these photos. Look for the way the kids are growing and learning. I'd invite you to enjoy these as we prepare ourselves for Holy Communion. There we go. As we come to this time of Holy Communion, it's a time to break bread, to gather with each other around this table, a table that is Christ's table, not mine or yours, but truly Christ's table. So whether you are an infant or just a little 6-month-old that is starting to chew food, or if you're into your 90s, everybody is welcomed at this table. Whether you've been a United Methodist your whole life or you're just walking into the doors of a United Methodist church for the first time today, you're welcome at this table because it truly is a table of grace where all are welcome and included. As we gather at this communion table, we remember that on the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us, he gathered with his 12 disciples in the upper room, the night before he would give his self for us. And there in the upper room, they dined, they ate, they broke bread, and Jesus took the bread and he gave thanks to God for it. He blessed it and he gave it to the disciples, telling them to eat, all of you, for this is his body that would be broken for them. And when the supper was over, then Jesus took a cup and again he gave thanks to God for it. He blessed it, he gave it to the disciples and said, drink from this, all of you. For this is a new covenant. This is something new that I'm doing. This is the covenant of grace, the cup of grace, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these mighty acts that Jesus has done for us, we respond in praise, we respond in thanksgiving, we respond to God and say, yes, Lord, use me to share and shine your light in this world.
Let's pray. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we can be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. There's going to be two serving stations. Liz and Deb are going to be just over here just a little bit. They're going to be at this serving station. And Carol and Bill are going to be over here, this corner, just a little bit more at this serving station. We're going to be inviting you to come forward from the front rows to the back. You're going to come by those angled aisles forward as the ushers dismiss you. And when you come forward, you'll receive a piece of bread that you can eat, and you're going to receive a very small cup. Oh, they're sticking a little bit. Careful when you take them out. A small cup of grape juice. You can go ahead and eat the bread and drink the juice.
Gluten-free.
And then was on your way out and on your way to your, returning back to your seat, you'll return via the center aisle here, and you can dispose of those little cups. And there's two trash cans here you can put it in. For persons that are needing gluten-free elements, we also have gluten-free available. So please know that's available as you need it. All are welcomed, and the ushers can invite us now to the communion table, the table of grace.
Thank you.
Today, the gift of joy has been shared at this wonderful table. It was certainly shared by the children and the adults and all of us as we danced. It was shared by the adult volunteers who worked this week. These are all types of gifts that each of us can share with others. We also can share financial gifts, gifts of time, whatever talents God has given to us, we're intended to share with others. So may God bless our gifts and use them so that God's abundant love may be clearly seen in this community and all around the world. I invite the ushers to come forward.
Goodness for the broken. Darkness is not dark to you. Healing for the sickness. Rest for all the restless. Everything redeemed in you. Every single morning you are making all things new. Even in confusion, you are my point of view. Hope arise within me as I cling to what you said. And I have seen your faithfulness time and time again. You are with us. Trust your word, you are the truth, the light, the way. And I have seen your faithfulness time and time again.
You are
with us, King through all the ages. From glory to glory, you will keep the promise of your to glory, you
from glory to glory. You will keep the promise of your presence, Alpha and Omega, author of redemption, beginning and the end.
Amen. All right. Here we go on the chorus. I am a friend of God. Here we go.
I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. You call me friend.
Here we go. Who am I?
Who am I that you are mindful of me? That you hear me when I call.
As we go forth from this time of worship, may we remember that when people don't get along, we can shine Jesus' light. When good things happen, let's shine Jesus' light. And when people need help, we can continue to shine light in the world. Go forth with the blessing of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Go forth this day to share love and light. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.